Hi there, David Lee for the James Bond Dossier again, and it's Sunday, 27th of January, 2019. Yesterday I brought you some news about Bond 25 and also about an exhibition in New York. So today I just want to get back on to my story of seeing the Bond films. And next on the list is The Living Daylights. If you were watching the previous video, then at the end of that I said that I actually skipped both Octopussy and A View to a Kill for a couple of reasons, or maybe a whole handful of reasons, partly because I was really into the books, and the films just disconnected for me at that stage. I was a bit sick of the Roger Moore era, but partly also because I was at university and I had a few other interests then. So after Roger Moore quit the role and Timothy Dalton came on board, and I saw some of the trailers and some of the highlights that they showed on TV, and I remember I was working at that stage, and they always used to play the radio during the day, and I heard an interview with, I think, with Dalton and with the Bond girl and various people concerned with the film. So I thought, yeah, okay, I'm going to go and see that. And I did. I clearly remember going to see that with my brother. And at the time, I owned an orange VW Beetle, and we drove to the cinema. On the way, we've got a flat, so had to change the tyre. So arrived with some pretty greasy hands at the cinema, but got to see that. And I kind of liked it. I liked quite a few aspects of it. What I didn't really like was there was still a focus on some pretty dumb gadgets and some pretty, some pretty dumb, supposedly humorous bits, which was still rather Roger Moore and in flavour. And what I'm specifically thinking about, I think, are the Aston Martin with all its gadgets, including the rockets. And for me, that was unnecessary. Bond could have got out of that scrape without that, and then all the thing on the ice, which driving through a wooden shed and all that kind of stuff, which every time I see it, it just makes me cringe. I think it's terrible, but there are some good aspects. I did like Dalton's portrayal of Bond, and I like the bit on the plane at the end. That is really, really tense. Love it. Great bit of cinema. Oh, yeah. And I also should go back to the start. I think it's really good how he's introduced. The whole pre-credits scene is really, really good. So it reclaimed Bond on the screen for me quite a lot. But I then, after seeing some clips of the follow-up, License to Kill, I skipped that too. It just didn't look like my cup of tea again. Which, it's not a film that I love at all, even though it actually has many, many Bond elements in it. And it's a large part of it is taken from Live and Let Die, the novel. I don't know. It's the tone of the film I just don't like. I didn't see it for many, many years, and I saw it on video when I did. Okay, well, that is the Dalton era done in that respect. So I will be back tomorrow, and not sure if I'll be continuing this and moving on to Pierce Brosnan, or do something else. We'll see if any good ideas come to me along the way. Okay, thanks for watching or listening. It's jamesbonddossier.com/watch, jamesbonddossier.com/listen, or you can go to jamesbonddrinks.com where my book is on sale. It's The Complete Guide to the Drinks of James Bond. Okay, thanks for watching or listening, and I'll be back tomorrow. See you then.